That last song was actually really, really appropriate because I'm going to be talking about the opposite, not trusting in the Lord, sin of the pride of life, the overconfidence in our own abilities. I'm going to read from 1 John 2:15 through 17. It says, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the lustful pride of life, the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever." As Christians, we're made aware of our sinful nature, as opposed to those who are unsaved, who live in it, and that is their norm. They're dead in their sins. We're made aware of our sinful nature. When we're saved, we see the world with different eyes. However, that view often collides with our sinful nature. Prepare for this one as much. I actually had something else I was going to be doing, and I just changed it in the last couple days because I've been personally convicted on the pride of life. I like being in control of my circumstances. It's a real struggle when circumstances start going out of my control, and it's hard for me to relinquish that control and know that God's actually in control and trust in Him the way I'm supposed to. At times, even knowing that God is infinitely better at orchestrating things, we tend to want to make our plans without consideration for His will. We know that this is ridiculous, because verses like Proverbs 16:9 tell us, "The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Instead, we should reject our earthly desires, desires to do what we want to do, and instead, we should live as children of God. I'm going to go to Romans 8, starting in verse 12. "So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him." So I just challenge everyone here, submit to God's will. Fighting it, it's not worth it, trust me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, thank you for this gathering. I should please help us to relinquish control of our lives, even the little petty things. Let us rely on you and not rely on our own understanding. We only see the here and the now. We don't see the big picture that you see. And let us just trust that you know what is best, and guide us to home. In your name I pray. Amen.